Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Washington, D.C. is Mary Schaefer. Mary is the Chief Compliance Officer for the Drug Enforcement Administration. Mary, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, we're going to not be talking today about drugs. We're not going to be talking about enforcement, but instead we're going to be talking about policy management. And Mary had a very interesting experience at the DEA that we thought would be interesting to share. So Mary, why don't you start with the beginning is, what was the state of policies when you first got there?
So I arrived at DEA in June, about 4 years ago, and during the course of initial conversations about what the compliance needs of DEA might be, I engaged in a series of conversations with colleagues about the state of our policies in DEA. And what I learned was that we had a fairly decentralized process. And by that, I mean that each division managed its own policy. And that was great in that it allowed divisions to be true subject matter experts and own their policy. The challenge was that it made for a rather cumbersome policy making process, which meant that our policies were fairly outdated. So I engaged in a conversation with my colleagues, and we came up with a plan to consolidate the policy making process into a single office while still leaving ownership with the divisions.
Now, the state that you found things in, there were sort of policies being created all over the place, which can lead to conflicts and gaps and all of that. How did you go about inventorying all of the policies that there were out there?
I have an amazing team, and the first thing we had to do was build a location to put the policies in, and so we built what we call a policy portal, and my team of amazing analysts went out and what I can only describe is essentially scraped our intranet for all manner of policies across our divisions, and sort of pulled it all into one place where we began to inventory it and prioritize it, and then work with those divisions to determine what needed to be updated and what needed to what could be what was now obsolete and could be properly archived.
Sounds like quite the task to do all of that. Now, you mentioned updating the policies. What was the process you used to update them so that you ended up in a much better place?
We sat down with each division. We continue to do this. Frankly, this part is a work in progress. And we spent some time internally setting up a mechanism by which we could prioritize the policy. The challenge of having it owned by a variety of divisions is that they may not know across divisions which policy should be a priority over another. And so by centralizing it in one office, I have one individual whose job is to help make those decisions on behalf of our component. And so she then works with her counterparts, our policy managers in each of these divisions, to help them self-prioritize what does each division need, and then what I would say sort of rack and stack it for our own, for the entire agency. And our team then goes through the process of reviewing the policy and making sure that we have worked with our Office of General Counsel, what we call the Office of Chief Counsel, to review it and to make sure that the right stakeholders see it before it is published.
Now, you mentioned, let me go back on some of the things you said that led to two questions. Is first, you know, you talked about going out to the divisions, which is the DEA equivalent of business units in the private sector. So who all did you end up involving from these divisions / business units in terms of making the policies, and were there others? I mean, you mentioned legal was involved. Who all was involved in creating these newly updated policies?
Much like business units in a company, there are some divisions that I would say were better prepared for this. They had a an internal policy office of their own that was legacy from when they owned their policy process. And so we worked with those individuals. We also needed to work with the subject matter experts in each of these divisions, the folks who would know the ins and outs of what the standard operating procedure would be and how they physically implement the task that we are trying to turn into policy. And so we worked very closely with those individuals. In addition to that, I mentioned our Office of Chief Counsel, and the other group that we work very closely with are our inspectors, so our own internal auditors who go out and ensure that we are properly implementing our programs. And so they will review every policy to ensure that it is something that they can then audit and inspect.
And for those less familiar with the government world, the inspectors are from separately, I assume the IG's office, the Inspector General's office, and they really do provide an independent audit function and independent of what compliance does, correct?
Yes. So there is the OIG and other external auditors, but we, in addition to that, most federal agencies will have their own internal auditing function. And so resident within DEA, we have our own Office of Inspections, and they go out and conduct audits.
Wow. So now you go through, you've gotten your policies updated. How do you get the buy-in from all the various people you needed to?
Some of the buy-in came easily. There was a real hunger for having policy that was updated and in a single location where employees could search it by keyword, and this provided that avenue. And so I would say from the average employee's perspective, the buy-in came fairly easily just by providing them a useful product. Across our colleagues who make policy on a regular basis, if we could make what I would say, if we could make a better mousetrap for policymaking, then that relieved the burden on them and they could focus more on the content rather than on the vetting and approval process.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a good way to make everyone's job easier and at the same time get the support you need to make sure that employees follow it. Now, what's been the reaction from the workforce there to the new sets of policies and procedures?
It's been quite positive. We routinely meet with employees to talk them through what the new portal looks like, and we roll out a monthly policy bulletin to the workforce that summarizes all of the policies that have been published in the last month. And we just recently implemented for those policymakers across the division, we rolled out a workflow that will automate much of this process, which will also make their lives easier.
Good. And always good to demonstrate that compliance can make people's jobs easier.
It does help to have that win. It does help.
It's great you've gotten to this point, but in the world of compliance, as we know, there's always something else. So what do you see as being the next phase for policy management for the DEA?
I would say we've launched this, but we have some work to do in ironing out the kinks. We have launched a workflow that was 2 years in the making, and my amazing team worked closely with colleagues across the agency who contributed their time and efforts to make it possible. It's launched, but now there is that process of working through it and making it, sort of taking it to what I would say version 2.0 and 3.0. We also have, I think, some work to do in educating our what we call our principal policy officers around DEA. We need to get with them on a regular basis to make sure that they are comfortable in the tool and to receive their feedback on how we could continue to make this process better and more efficient.
Well, it sounds like you really embraced a program of continuous improvement, which is always a great way to go. Well, Mary, thank you so much for sharing what your efforts have been and what they're likely to be when it comes to managing policies. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen today. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.